Good morning, High Commissioner, Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of September this year, world leaders adopted the Pact for the Future at the United Nations General Assembly Plenary in New York. This is an ambitious agenda focused on sustainable development, greater participation of developing countries in the global financial system, climate change adaptation, and the transformation of global governance. However, these aspirations seem to contrast with the lengthy and difficult process required for the effective adoption of the agreement. During the opening of the General Assembly, the President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, highlighted a paradox of our time. You have been circling between possible commitments that lead to inefficient results. While the military expenditures are reaching record highs of 2.4 trillion, the number of people suffering from hunger has increased by 152 million since 2019, totaling an extraordinary 733 million individuals facing food insecurity. The most affected countries continue to be those in Africa, Asia, and America Latina. Among us, the classic concept of a refugee, as enshrined in the 1951 Geneva Convention, does not encompass or protect the so-called mixed flows. Increasingly, forced displacement is driven by social and economic vulnerabilities. A century ago, when migrants from the global north arrived in Brazil under similar circumstances, our country welcomed them generously. In contrast, migration from the global south today faces a series of restrictions, regardless of the causes or reasons for displacement. Three phenomena will profoundly reshape our existence, altering the course of humanity: artificial intelligence, climate change, and large-scale migration. Globalization has progressed significantly in other areas, such as trade and services, but remains underdeveloped in the discussion concerning the global movement of people. We must advance towards a governance by system that reflects the perspective of the global south, one that is emancipatory and promotes the well-being of global society, as President Lula also reminded us on that occasion. In this regard, we need to move towards adopting a more contemporary approach that is equally protective and welcoming, without distinctions. Since 1997, Brazil has legally recognized refugee status for individuals from countries experiencing grave and widespread violations of human rights, as described in the Cartagena Convention. This broader concept considers other factors that exacerbate the consequences of conflicts. To ensure the continuity of such commitment, it's crucial that states invest in internal initiatives and actions that guarantee both international protection and long-term local integration of refugees in a sustainable and autonomous manner. Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, you want people to come to Brazil and stay in Brazil. This can be done by offering safety and protection for those seeking refuge, but also the opportunity for a dignified life and full integration into society. In Brazil, refugees have access to public services, the labor market, and social benefits on an equal footing with your citizens in most cases. This includes access to health care, including mental health and psychosocial support, regardless of migratory states. Allow me to share a concrete example of our commitment, Operation Welcome. This multi-sectoral task force coordinates Brazil's responses to the unprecedented influx of Venezuelan migrants and refugees, which includes emergency assistance, documentation, shelter, health services, and integration support. One of the key strategies of our response has been the interregional program. This initiative has supported the voluntary relocation of nearly 114 immigrants and migrants and refugees from the border region to over 1,000 municipalities across Brazil, where they find better opportunities for work and social integration. This approach not only alleviates pressure on border regions, but also maximizes the potential for successful integration and self-reliance. Estimate members of the committee. Equally important, Brazil notes with apprehension that resources allocated to the Americas received only a minimal increase in the needs-based budget. This occurs despite the notable efforts of countries in our region in response to the massive influx of immigration in the recent years. It's quite important to have in mind amid escalating conflicts and resource shortages is the continued provision of available technical and financial support by the UNHCR to host countries, particularly during emergencies. In this sense, the support and expertise provided by UNHCR have once again proven essential in the rescue and reconstruction efforts following the environment disaster caused by the floods in the Brazilian states of Rio Grande do Sul early this year. Last but not least, yesterday you had a very relevant and exciting event, the Nansen Award. A Brazilian woman who makes us very proud won the main prize. On behalf of the Brazilian government, I want to congratulate her, as well as the other winners of this important award. Thank you.